الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا مولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: من يأخذ عني هؤلاء الكلمات؟ فقال أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى: أنا يا رسول الله. فأخذ بيدي فعد خمسا. فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: اتق المحارم تكن عبد الناس، وارضى بما قسم الله تكن أغنى الناس، وأحب للناس ما تحب لنفسك تكن مسلما، وأحسن إلى جارك تكن مؤمنا، ولا تقصر الذكر فإن قصر الذكر تميد القلب، وكما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسول النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected elders and brothers, first and foremost, we must thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this wonderful ni'mat of Iman which Allah ta'ala has blessed us with. May Allah ta'ala make it possible, my dear brothers, that we maintain this Iman and we die with this Iman. Iman is the most valuable asset a person has. If a person dies with Iman, there is everlasting success for him. If this Iman has to leave us, my dear brothers, and we do not make an effort for Iman, then we know in the Akhirat, there is no future. It is everlasting Jahannam and everlasting Azab for a person. In this Hadith, Hazrat Nabi Paak alayhi salatu wasalam once asked, "May yakhudhu anni hawla al-kalimat?" Who is there that is prepared to listen to me or accept from me these five words or these five advices? فَيَعْمَلُ بِهِنَّ, that he may act upon these advices. أَوْ يُعَلِّمُ مَنْ يَعْمَلُ بِهِنَّ, in fact, after making amal, he should even advise others to hold on to these five things. فَقَالَ أَبُو هُرَيْرَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ أَنَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala said, "I, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam," and we know the urge for ilm and knowledge that Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala had, very few people had. In fact, there is an incident in the Hadith that once Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala was virtually unconscious outside the masjid. People came and thought he was suffering from epilepsy, and the remedy of epilepsy in those days was just to press a certain nerve in the body. They used to press it with the legs, and Hazrat Abu Huraira says that, "Wallah, there was nothing but hunger." And the hunger was for this reason. He could also have earned and gone into the bazaars. But he thought, if I go into the bazaar, I may miss one word from the beloved mouth of Nabi Paak alayhi salatu wasalam. That is why, in spite of bringing Islam only in the 7th year of Hijrah, there are over 5,374 hadiths that are recorded in our kitabs that we have presently, my dear brothers. May Allah ta'ala build the love of the words of Nabi Paak alayhi salatu wasalam in our hearts too, like what Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala and the Sahaba kiram had. Hazrat Abu Huraira says that فَأَخَذَ بِيَدِي, Nabi Paak alayhi salatu wasalam took my hand into his hand, فَعَدَّ خَمْسًا, and Nabi Paak alayhi salatu wasalam gave me five advisors. The first advice he gave is, اِتَّقِ الْمَحَارِمْ تَكُنْ عَبْرَ النَّاسِ. O Abu Huraira, stay away from every haram. You will become the biggest ibadat guzar in this world. It comes in a hadith that once Nabi Paak alayhi salatu wasalam asked a people, who is a poor person? Somebody said, "Ya Rasulullah, who has no money." Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wasalam, that also is a poor person. But a real poor person is that person, on a day of Qiyamah he will come. He will have many good deeds to his action. He will have many good actions to his deeds. But he saw someone, hit someone, he did some evil to someone. And there the currency, my dear brother, is our amal, and all his good amal will be given away to those people. Until this, that he will have no good amal to his action, and then the gunas of those people will be taken and put on his back, and then this person will be dispatched into Jahannam. That is why to stay away from every sort of haram is very, very important. This encompasses the whole of deen. To cause some harm to someone also is haram. To eat pork also is haram. To usurp the right of someone also is haram. In our business matters, to lie and to deal also is haram. And also, if we have the matters of inheritance, and when there is a great weakness, then, my dear brothers, to take the right of someone, even if the will was made out in our favor, that will not make that halal haram. There are only two subsidiary branches, juziyat in the Quran Kareem that Allah Ta'ala has mentioned. One is the laws of talaq, and we can see how people manipulate talaq. And one is the laws of inheritance, which Allah Ta'ala Himself has spelled out. An important ibadah like namaz also, the manner of namaz is not shown in the Quran Kareem that Nabi Pak alayhi salatu wasalam expressed to us. Although to us what Nabi Pak alayhi salam says and the Quran says, it holds equal importance. Because وَمَا يَنْتِكُ الْحَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّهِ وَهِيُّ يُوهَىٰ. But what Allah Ta'ala Himself mentioned in the Quran Kareem, the importance of that is different. That is wahi ilahi, that is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So very, very important, my dear brothers, that every sort of haram, what is not permissible to eat, we cannot eat. What is not permissible to see, we cannot see. Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu says, what has happened to people that they come in my majlis committing zina? Because when we go outside, when we see, my dear brothers, we may think that this is a sight and it has disappeared. But in reality, that takes an effect on our body. That is why on the day of Qiyamah, the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam are also going to Jahannam. They were going to Jahannam to intercede and look for people with iman. But the fire of Jahannam will have no effect on them. The reason is this, in the world they did not do any amal. They are masoof, they did not make any amal, which ignites the light of Jahannam. The light of Jahannam is ignited by bad amals and actions. And that is why they say that Imam Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi used to say that when we make wuzu, then the water that falls off the body after making wuzu, that is najas, najasat ghaliza, as napak is what urine is. Because it comes in a hadith, when we read bismillah and make wuzu, then whatever sins we committed with these particular limbs of the body, they are washed off. And as Imam Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi, Allah blessed him with kashaf, he could see these amals in the water. It is said of Shah Waliullah Sahib rahmatullahi's family that one person in Delhi, he never used to come out in the bazaar. And if he came into the bazaar, then he would close his nose and close his eyes and walk. Once somebody remarked to him that what is the reason you are doing this? He said the reason is this, that when the people do any bad action, there is some matter that forms over the body. Allah Ta'ala has given me the inner sight where these amals are exposed to me. I could not bear the smell and I could not see the evilness and the ugliness of these amals that form on the body. That is why, my dear brothers, every sort of haram, it is very, very important. And we can fool people, we can do something very, very quietly, but who can do something quietly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah ta'ala watches us at all times. And this is what we have to bring into our lives, this quality of ihsan, that Allah is watching me and Allah is seeing. If we can bring this quality of Allah is watching, Allah is seeing, which is known as sifat ihsan. In one hadith, it comes, what is ihsan? Antabudullah karnaka tara fa'ilam takun tara fa'inna yarak. That we should worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as if we have seen Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we have seen Allah ta'ala, then remember that please Allah ta'ala is watching us. In tasawwuf, all the zikr askar is made, the object of tabligh, everything is there. There is only one object, that the sifat of ihsan must be created in a person, that Allah is watching me. And once this quality comes in a person, that Allah ta'ala is watching me, then it will be virtually impossible for us to do any guna. And if some guna is committed to, out of our weakness, man is weak, then it will not be possible for us to sit, but we will go and make istighfar and tawbah. That is why it is possible a mu'min creates guna and commits a guna. Wherever in the Quran and Hadith it is mentioned, because of this amal, for instance, from one namaz to the next amal, next namaz, all the sins in between are forgiven. The ulama generally mention the saghair are given, the kabair are not given, forgiven. The ulama have given different versions to this, but the best version that a person reads is given by Hazrat Mawlana Yahya Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, the father of Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith Mawlana Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, who was a student of Hazrat Mawlana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullah Alayhi. He writes that in all these places, the gunai saghira are forgiven for this reason, that it is not possible that a mu'min can have a gunai kabira on his back. If for some reason a person has to commit a gunai kabira, and his iman allows him to sit still and not Allah ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness, then there is something drastically wrong in iman, that iman has reached a cancerous state and that person can die without iman. So the first thing mentioned that is, اِتَّقِ الْمَحَارِمْ تَقُنْ عَابَدَ النَّاسِ. The second thing Allah Ta'ala mentions, the Rasulullah Paak mentions, وَرْضَ بِمَا قَسَمُ اللَّهُ لَكْ تَقُنْ أَغْنَ النَّاسِ. Then Nabi Paak has shown us a nusha, a remedy, a prescription to be the richest person on earth, and that is to be content with what we have. And we can only be content with what we have if in the matters of dunya we will be prepared to look at a person who is lower than us. In the matters of deen, we should look at a person who is better than us, so that we can vie with each other. Allah says, سَابِقُوا إِلَى مَقْفِرَةٍ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ. The Sahaba used to vie with each other. We know this Tasbihat Fatima. The Sahaba came and complained to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ya Rasulullah, our rich brothers are doing so many good actions we cannot do. Nabi Paak alaihi wasallam showed him certain Tasbihat. After some days they came there, Rasulullah, our rich brothers have learned it, they also making this Tasbihat. Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that with the other amals, if Allah has given him this fazila, what can I do? So the Sahaba used to vie with that in amal. And we are content if we did a few namazes, we think we have fulfilled the rights of deen. So Allah bring into us, my dear brothers, that in the matters of deen, we do not sit still. And if we sit still, then we will go down. We can never be on one level. And in the matters of dunya, Allah grant us a tawfiq of looking at those people who are below us. If we look at below us, then inshallah al-Aziz, we will make shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One great buzuk remarks, who had a condition where he could not urinate. You know, a person's urine has to close. What great difficulty and pain the person has to go through. Then he said that for 60 years I have been urinating, not one day did from the bottom of my heart did I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has taken this ni'mat away from me. Although we may read the dua, Alhamdulillah, adhab anil adha wa afani, but do we really thank Allah ta'ala, Ya Allah, you have removed this from me. If you do not remove it, then the world getting together in my head, I would be prepared to spend so that I can just pass urine for a little while. Sometimes we should go to the hospitals and make shukr what Allah Ta'ala had given us and see the condition that they are in. Sheikh Sari Rahmatullah relates that I was complaining I did not have a shoe until I saw a person without legs. Then I realized, Ya Allah, you had at least given me a leg I can walk about. In the matters of dunya, how many millions of ni'mat Allah had given us, Allah has not given the next person. So you will just be content with what Allah had given us. That is why it is related that one buzruk, one king came to him and presented him many coins of gold. This buzruk took that coins of gold and gave it back to this king. He said, I'm presenting this to you, it's a hadiah, it is musnoon to accept the hadiah. He said, no, I know it is a hadiah, but at this moment you are more in need of this than what I am in need. What Allah has given me is enough for me, I cannot spend it and I'm content. And as far as you are concerned, you want your wealth to increase, so you need this more than what I need. So you take this, this is Mubarak for you, I do not need this. So Allah bring into us, my dear brothers, this quality of being content with what Allah has given us. In Iman, in Amal, we should never be content. There the effort should be made 24 hours. But as far as our dunya is content, we should be content. The third thing Nabi Paak is mentioned in the hadith, وَهِبَّ لِلنَّاسِ مَا تُحِبُّ لِنَفْسِكَ تَكُنْ مُسْلِمًا. The sign of a Muslim is thus that we love for mankind what we love for ourselves. Particularly in these days we see the bad and evil perception that is being created of a Muslim as a terrorist. As far as Islam is concerned, there can be no terrorism in our deen. The love and feeling that a Muslim should have if we have Islam and Iman in our hearts for mankind in general, whoever he may be, then my dear brother is unparalleled. Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, we all know him, what a great buzruk he was. Once he was going towards a khanka, and there was a dog on the way. Some of the students went forward to try and get the dog out of the way. Immediately stopped the student and said, this road belongs to everyone. This dog also has a right on this road. We should turn and take another route and go. In Islam, we cannot even do any harm to any animals. Our Akabirin and Buzruganin has shown us a way. This later was the Maulana Masihullah Sahib himself, that once he came to the bed, and the cat was sleeping in the bed. The whole night as the Maulana went and slept on the floor, he did not want to disturb the sleep of a cat. So Islam teaches us leave alone the rights of man and doing any harm to any mankind. This sort of terrorism attacks we are having, where innocent people are born, there is no place for that in Islam. And this may be the third force, or some foolish people that are used, my dear brothers, And thereafter the zulm that takes place in the Muslims throughout the world, we can see what is happening. As far as Iman in Islam is concerned, man comes in a hadith, the sign of a believer, khairun nas may yanfa'un nas. Man is that person who is of benefit to mankind. We have only two enemies in our lives. One enemy is our nafs and desires. When Nabi Paak says, inna aada aduvika nafsuka alladhi bayna jambayk. Your greatest enemy is your nafs, which is in between your body itself. And our second enemy is this shaitan, where Allah Ta'ala says that he is an open enemy for mankind. We only have two enemies. As far as mankind is concerned, we have been sent here to take man into Jannah, to take mankind out of the bondage and slavery of mankind and take them in the pathway of Jannah. That is our duty in this world. So my dear brothers, Allah Ta'ala grant us tawfiq, when this hadith Nabi apart from says, أَحِبَّ لِلنَّاسِ مَا تُحِبُّ نَفْسِكَ. That a sign of a Muslim is this, he loves for mankind, but he loves for himself. How we would want the next person to treat us, we should also treat that person in the same way. How we would want somebody to speak to us, we should speak to him in the same way. The rights of people driving, when we come into a masjid, the people next to us have a right over us. It comes when we come for Jummah, we should not even go over someone, not cause harm to a person. On the road, the opposite, whoever is driving, he's got a right. We should not drive in a way that we cause harm to a person, come in his way, park in places which is not right to park in, and we cause disturbances, and we cause harm to people. All these things have been mentioned. How can that Muslim, my dear brothers, go and put a bomb somewhere and harm innocent human beings? There is no place for terrorism in Islam. Jihad is a different concept. Where jihad is there, that is till the day of Qiyamah. And jihad is there to remove the cancerous effects that have come into mankind. Those that do zulm on mankind and enslave mankind, to free them, free mankind, and to enforce the commandment of Allah Ta'ala. That is a different concept completely. So Allah Ta'ala grant us the tawfiq, my dear brothers, that in no way to harm, to be of any harm to any person. Not only any person, to any animal too. We know of the famous incident in the hadith, where one woman was a pious woman, and because she did not leave a cat free, so they could eat, and she kept it caged and it died, she was punished because of this. And a woman was very, 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 very free in her nature. Maybe the whole life she spent in free, being free. Her character was very, very loose. And one day she was by a well, and she saw a dog. And the dog was thirsty and could not take from the water. She took out her socks and took this water out and quenched the thirst of this particular dog. And Allah Ta'ala, because of this one action of hers, where she quenched the thirst of the dog, and this was done solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She did to her dog, the dog could not thank her. Nobody was looking there, only Allah knew her action. Her whole life's gunas, Allah Ta'ala put fire on it and all were forgiven. So my dear brothers, some small actions which is done for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala will forgive our sins. Some to be of benefit to mankind. But it should be done, innama nutimukum liwajhillah, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not for name and fame. Yes, certain actions is done to promote the Muslim community, that is different. But to promote an individual, my dear brothers, then we'll be doing for name and fame, then there will be no sawab for us whatsoever. We know in a very famous hadith on the day of Qiyamah, that three people will be brought, and the best of actions they did, jihad fi sabillah, he gave his life in the path of Allah. And sarakat, he used to give, and very, very generous. And the third, a great alim and qari used to read and teach, but all was done for the sake of name, and they will be dispersed first into Jahannam. Because these amas were used for satisfying anyone besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The fourth thing Allah Ta'ala mentions, Nabi Pakal mentioned this hadith, that Ahsin ila jarik takun mu'minan. Be kind to your neighbor, even if your neighbor is a non-Muslim. Hazrat Nabi Pakal says in hadith, Ma zala Jibrailu yusini biljar hatta zanannu annahu sayurdisuhu. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam kept on commanding me regarding the rights of the neighbor until I thought that Allah Ta'ala would make the neighbor a waris and inherit in my inheritance. We can see what the rights of a neighbor is, immaterial who is, Muslim, non-Muslim. It comes in the hadith that person cannot be a true believer, that he has to sleep with a full stomach and his neighbor next door sleeps with an empty stomach. And the neighbor is an immediate neighbor, he's got one right. Then the neighbor after him has got a right also, but lesser than this person. This also, my dear brother, has gone out of our lives. In a new way that we are living, we do not even know who lives next to us. We have the right to see to his physical needs. We have the right to see to his deeni needs. Allah grant us the tawfiq of fulfilling the rights of the neighbor too. And the fourth thing Nabi Pak has mentioned is وَلَا تُقْسِرُ الزِّحْفِ فَإِنَّا قَسْرَ الزِّحْفِ تُبِيلُ الْقَلْبِ. Do not laugh excessively, because excessive laughing, it completely destroys the heart. It kills the heart with the recognition between right and wrong goal. Many times it comes in a hadith, a time will come that a person will command what is wrong, a person will do what is wrong, and a person will stay away from what is right. And the next stage is تَعْمُرُنَ مِنْكَرُ وَتَعْنُنَ الْمَعْرُوفِ. The first is taruna munkaran marufan wa marufan munkaran. You will regard the wrong as right and the right as wrong. And the second stage is just tamuruna bil munkar wa tanhuna lil maruf. You will command what is evil and you will stop what is good. That is very, very general. Why? Because our hearts have died. And what kills a heart? One thing mentioned as it is excessive laughing. Another thing mentioned as it is in the Kabristan to talk of worldly matters. In the Kabristan is the time for us to go, my dear brothers, and ponder over death. Today we are placing somebody else there, tomorrow we have inevitable. Each and every one of us will be placed in a cupboard tomorrow, where we forget our death. So that is, that kills the heart where the recognition between right and wrong goes, my dear brothers. Allah grant us the tawfiq, my dear brothers, to bring in these beautiful ways of Nabi Pak in our lives. The five things mentioned are these, ittaqin maharim, stay away from every sort of a haram, whether it be speaking, whether it be backbiting, whether it be lying, whether it be earning wrong, whatever it is. The second thing mentioned are these, Nabi Pak alayhi warda bima kasabul naw, bima kasabul naw lak. Whatever Allah has ordained for you, be happy in your taqdeer. And divert your attention towards Allah Ta'ala regarding taqdeer in the matters of dunya. Takun agna nas, you will become the richest man. Appreciate and make shukr of the ni'mat that Allah has given us. The third thing Nabi Pak alayhi mentioned in the hadith, that ahibba lin nas ma tuhibbu li nafsik. Love for mankind what you love for yourself. That is why a Muslim can never be a terrorist, my dear brothers. We can never do any harm to any innocent creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The fourth thing mentioned in the hadith, Nabi Pak alayhi salam says, Asin la jarik, be kind to your neighbors. Takun mu'minan. And the fifth thing Nabi Pak alayhi salam mentions, that stay away from excessive laughing. Excessive laughing kills the heart where the recognition between right and wrong goes. Allah grant me the tawfiq, my dear brothers, of being these beautiful ways of Nabi Pak into our lives. And Allah ta'ala grant all the tawfiq, my dear brothers, of taking this beautiful message of the deen to all the four corners of the world, and mankind is dropping into Jahannam. There are people who are calling people, my dear brothers, towards Jahannam daily. Allah grant the tawfiq of being among those people that call people towards Jannat and the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.